Renata Smarin, Mr. Gutierrez.
May it please the court, Gerardo Gutierrez, on behalf of Renata Smarin. Judge, this is a case of the underlying facts. This is a case where...
Yeah, we're not supposed to go to the underlying facts, so...
Well, Judge, you know, this is a
started
bad
off
crime.
On a bad foot, Mr.
Right. Judge, I believe that Lee gives us authority to go into the underlying crime. In United States versus Lee, the question was, is this a crime of violence in the typical purse-snatching cases, or is this a crime of violence that is not present in a pickpocketing sense, which indeed in the state court, both cases could have been charged as attempted robbery. The court determines that under no circumstances can we go beneath and look at the underlying facts, then you're right, Judge. There's nothing more to be said. But I think that because this is a status crime that has very little protection other than in the categorization of whom do we find present in the United States. In a reentry case, all that we can look to is the individual person found in the United States. There's no other evidence to look at other than who did we find in the United States? What does he look like? What did he do? Depending on the type of crime that was committed in the past, or whether there's no crime at all other than the reentry, then there's various levels of punishment. In this case, if this court flatly decides...
But the crime is defined as use of force against a person. What more do you need?
Well, like I said, if the crime is defined as the use of force against a person, and it's charged that way, then it would certainly overlook the crime against the person where a purse is taken from, say, a grocery cart while the other person...
No, that's not use of force against a person.
That's correct, but it could be charged as an attempted robbery.
Attempted robbery.
In this case, Judge, this is exactly what happened. I mean, if we're not going to be able to look underneath... If we're not going to be able to look underneath...
What exactly happened? You said exactly that she stole something from a shopping cart? I thought she slapped somebody and snatched the purse.
Well, she took a purse from somebody.
I understand she slapped her and took the purse.
Well, that wasn't what I had...
Are we going to have a trial on that?
No, I thought that was what was charged.
What was charged was that she was in a scuffle with somebody and ended up taking her purse. Now,
a scuffle implies some sort of force, doesn't it?
But only if it's the intent to steal from you. If we get into a scuffle...
Well, if you get in a scuffle and walk away with somebody... Hold on a minute now.
Okay,
get in a scuffle and walk away with the purse, what would you conclude?
They walked away with the purse.
If that was occurred to them after the scuffle, during the scuffle, or what?
If it occurs after the scuffle, as an afterthought, then it's not technically attempted robbery. It is robbery. The reason that it was called attempted robbery
is because
an undercover officer managed to stop her.
Yeah, but that's the only reason.
She had already gotten into a fight. Now the question.
It's interesting why they didn't charge her with this robbery and let her go with that.
That's true. But we'll never know, and that's the point that I'm making, Judge. If today the door is closed shut forever, saying that we can never determine if in one state, say this was Wisconsin, where I know a little
bit
about
the law.
It was Illinois.
I don't think we ought to get them in Wisconsin. We have a member of the court here.
But say that in a particular state within this court's jurisdiction charges attempted robbery. And that's not robbery. It's attempted robbery, like you said. Say they charge attempted robbery the same way if a purse is taken from the person violently and the coat is torn and somebody gets punched in the face in order to complete the element of the robbery. That is clearly different than in the same state that charges the crime the same way for a case where a woman is pushing her cart through a grocery store, leaves her purse on the cart, turns to pick a can of corn off the shelf.
No, that is not attempted robbery. That's not attempted robbery.
Well, that's what we're saying here now.
Theft.
But what I'm saying is that
attempted robbery in any state.
In the state of Illinois, attempted robbery was charged.
That's like saying if he was charged with murder, you would be able to have a trial on whether it was properly charged, because maybe he just took something out of a shopping cart. That's your argument.
No, my argument is, inconsistent
with all our cases.
Judge, specifically in United States versus Lee, it said that a theft from the person of another was a crime of violence.
This is attempted robbery.
But Judge, it was charged as attempted robbery.
Trying to do. You're trying to go behind the charging sheet. This isn't a question of an ambiguous crime like theft from the person. We don't know what it means, and it could cover anything. This is attempted robbery, which means an attempt to use force against a person. And we don't go behind the charge. We don't say, well, maybe murder in Wisconsin means you stepped on a flea.
Well, Judge, we're not saying about stepping on a flea in Wisconsin.
You're saying maybe attempted robbery means taking a purse out of a shopping cart. Well, that's not attempted robbery. Just as stepping on a flea is not murder.
But is purse snatching always attempted robbery if it's pled as attempted robbery?
We don't go behind the pleading. If he wasn't guilty of attempted robbery, then he wouldn't have been punished.
I'm just thinking, Judge,
retry his case. It's
patently unfair.
No, look, you're against all the law in this circuit and every other circuit.
Don't let that bother you, though.
I'm not going to let it bother me, Judge.
Well, you ought to let it bother you because you don't have any case whatsoever.
Judge, there's going to come a day, not today perhaps, but when Section 1326B2 is going to be repealed because of this inconsistency.
We'll wait for that. We'll wait for the repeal.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Chang?
May it please the Court, good morning. I'll resist the lawyerly urge to talk at length. The categorical approach is the correct approach. Attempted robbery fits squarely within the definition of crime of violence, and we ask this Court to affirm the defendant's sentence.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen?